Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, our wonderful God, our awesome God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Don't ever think that he can't do something. If there's a way, he knows it. And if it can't be, you don't want it. God deals with the heart. He loves us and he's watching the heart. If we receive the love of God in our heart, the love of truth in our heart, then he has something to work with. If there's no love of the truth, he has nothing to work with. Now, people can judge right and wrong, good and evil. And they desire what's good for themselves. But also, you have to desire what's right because it's right. And you have to love the ways of God even more than you do your own life. And some people won't put God's ways first. That's why people have such a hard time giving their life to God. Even Christians, they believe, they want salvation, they ask for it, which is the right thing to do. It's in their best interest. We can't be profitable to God without God anyway. But the same thing, I mean, you have to, at the same time, if you surrender your life to God, he can do more than you can do with it. And people don't trust that. It's true. But it is true, and I found it to be true. Every roadblock I ever faced, God had a way to deal with it. It used to be frustrating when I didn't see how God was going. It looked like the world was winning. It felt like the world was consuming my life. I remember when I could be easily angered, easily frustrated, like I had no more control. I didn't know how to walk in the peace and rest of God. I learned how. But the peace was always there. I just had to choose to follow it, to follow the peace. I had to choose to follow God's plan. Even when I was weak, I wanted to know God. I wanted to do everything God's way. But I would run out of strength and fail. I felt like I was failing. Sometimes I felt like I was failing, but I was actually standing. And some of those times I thought I was strong, but I found out I wasn't. And the Lord stepped in and helped me. So I said, one day I said, well, Lord, I got these problems in my business. I don't know what to do. And he gave me wisdom for my business. And I knew it would work. And I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me then? He said, when a man leans to his own understanding, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And I said, what else am I missing out on? And I said, Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to do. I made a vow, and I meant it. I meant it. I finally meant it. Which I, you know, even before you say you love, you, sometimes we say that we will obey God. And from a certain perspective, we mean it. But this time, it was different. I said, I'm going to do what you say, whether I like it or not, whether I love it or hate it, I'm going to obey you. Because every time God got me out of trouble and showed me his way or revealed his plan, it was so much better than mine. That's why I said that. And I knew that every generation would fail God. Every generation in the past, they always fail God. You know, the Lord had me reading the book of Judges. After Joshua died, they had wars. Judah made 7 victories. That's the tribe, that's the only tribe Judah and Simeon made 7 victories. Well, Simeon helped him with the first. I don't know about the other 6. But Judah enjoyed 7 victories over Canaan. The battle of Bezek, then the battle of Jerusalem, the battle of Canaan, and then different towns there. Caleb was able to give his daughter a land with streams on it. And Benjamin had a, they kind of made somewhat of a compromise. Then Joseph may had a victory. Joseph did what they were supposed to do, but they let the man go that was a spy on their side. And they took Luz. And the Gentiles called Bethel Luz, but Jacob named it. The children of Israel named Luz, renamed it Bethel. And the man they let go went to the Hittites and made another city called Luz. And, you know, Bethel is where the portal was. That's where Jacob saw the angels going up and down that ladder. Now, then other tribes, they didn't fight as, they had compromising victories. After Judah, all the other tribes had compromising victories. And then Dan, they got ran up the mountain. They couldn't come down because of the Canaanites at the bottom. They wouldn't let them come down to the valley. They had to live in the rocks and on the mountains. I don't know how the geography was actually, but they had to live on the mountain. They couldn't, they got chased. You know, and when you do something in life, you set a pattern for your future descendants. They didn't take the land. They didn't rely on God's strength and fight. It seems to me that Judah was the only one that relied on the Lord's strength. And everybody else kind of did their own thing. Joseph and Benjamin and Simeon, they relied on the Lord's strength. And other tribes didn't do as well. And you see patterns throughout the rest of the Bible from those same tribes. Dan is missing in Revelation. Dan, when in the battle of Sisera, when Sisera was, I call it the battle of Sisera because when they killed him, it was over. And the king was too old to fight, I believe, or couldn't fight, or too young to fight. So Sisera was the captain of the host, and he had iron chariots. But once they killed Sisera, it was all over for that nation. And they killed him. A woman killed him. You know the story. Deborah made a song about it. She led the battle because she was a wonderful prophet of God. See, when you rely on the Lord's strength, you don't have to be mighty and tough. You just have to be obedient. Your obedience is your victory. Obedience is, your victory is always tied to your obedience and the level of your obedience. So when you obey God, you're stronger than you normally were. And if you ever just give God your life and ask him to do something with it and follow through with whatever he say, your life, you'll know what I'm talking about. We'll see eye to eye then. And if you're already to do it, you already know what I'm talking about. People do these things. There are wonderful people of all ages that follow God and they know him. And they can't be backed into a corner and defeated because they know the Lord. No matter what they see, hear, or experience, they know God and they're going to win. And Deborah, the captain of, the judge, the captain of the host in Israel, he wouldn't do anything without Deborah because Deborah was linked to the Lord and he knew it. So when you follow God, sometimes you can link with people who know God, and you'll be fine. You'll be immune to the wiles of the enemy and the wickedness of the world. See, your sin gives you, sin gives Satan power over your life. You're living in rebellion. You're not following God. You're following something else. Satan will accuse you and rule your life with your sin and keep you trapped to the world, whether you like it or not, by your sin. But Jesus broke the sin nature. And all you have to do is follow him at that point. And you can walk in newness of life and become a son or daughter of God. Now, as you go forward in him, doing God's work, doing his will, your life is always mounting up. The healing process is always working in you. Now back to Judges. After the battles of Judah, Benjamin, and Joseph, you see a decline. The other nations didn't take the land. They allowed the Gentiles to stay. They made land. They made deals with them and let them stay in the land, in their land. They didn't drive them out. You have to drive the enemy out, or the enemy is going to cause you problems. Now, in our day, we come out of the world. We have to drive out our Canaanites. Is our old ways, our thoughts, old thoughts, worldly thoughts, worldly attachments, worldly allowances, things we allow from the world to exist in our Christian life. We drive those things out of our heart. Our heart now belongs to God, just like the land belonged to Israel. We have to drive out the contaminants. And then that's how we lay aside the sin and the weights and the sin that so easily beset us. If we're not being beset by them, we can propel. We can go forward. And even in that, with that, when you drive out the sin, which can be a daunting task, but once we get it done, and it's not a daunting task if you rely on the Lord to do it and receive knowledge and understanding from him. See, when the Lord give you, if you have love in you, when the Holy Spirit reveal himself, all you have to do then is receive what he's saying. The fear of the Lord will work. The spirit of knowledge will work. The spirit of wisdom will work. The spirit of counsel. You can receive from every aspect of the Holy Spirit. But sometimes people are so consumed with all their problems, when the Lord speaks, they rejoice, but they don't do it. In other words, just like the roots grow deep for salvation, whatever the Lord say, the roots must grow deep. We can't afford to be like the seed that was sown among stony ground. Once we get a word, we rejoice. We have great joy. And then when the heat comes out, when the sun comes up, we wither away. That doesn't have to happen. And then the cares of this world don't have to choke the word that God gives. Whatever God gives you, you can keep it. And you can build your life with it. You can keep it. And you can build your life with it. And you'll be that much further along, and you can continue to drive out those evil Canaanite thoughts of the world. Now, see, the land of Israel was called Canaan land. And everything that lived on it were Canaanites. And there were different tribes, Hivites, Jebusites, Judah drove most of them out, and you didn't hear about them anymore. Ever. They drove them out, and they never became a problem. The tribes that they drove out didn't. You don't read about them from after that point. Only the ones that were allowed to remain. And Judah wasn't. They didn't make all these land deals with the people. You know, in our modern times, people still trying to make land deals. The land belongs to God. There should be no deal of the century. I love our president, but we don't need to make a deal with Israel's land. That land belongs to God, and best thing to do is leave it alone. Let God fix it. It's his land. Let him deal with it. Don't make a deal and give no land. to no Gentile, period. And the Palestinians shouldn't, they shouldn't even be there. But they let them stay there back in the days after Joshua died. And it was not easy for one tribe to drive out another. What Judah did, the Lord helped them do it. They had a mind to serve God, and you have to have that same mind and intent. You can't follow God half-hearted. You have to be wholehearted, or you're going to stop. You'll look at the things around you and change your opinions against God. But if you follow Him and follow through, you got a breakthrough and obey Him, and it works. You'll know what I'm talking about. You'll be able to do what's supposed to be done. It doesn't matter how impossible it looks. If you look to the Lord with the same intensity that Judah did, you'll be able to drive whatever you need to out of your path and out of your heart and out of your way and do what needs to be done. And you can get the word to the ears that will hear it. And the Lord commanded me, don't teach. He said, teach my people. Don't. If people don't want to hear, that's fine. Don't beg them. Teach my people. He got people that were here. And that's what I do. I'm not trying to teach everybody. That's why I don't do what other preachers do. I don't try to go and beg and promote myself and sell books. I'm not a salesman. And I'm not a fundraiser. I'm a preacher. And God blesses me with ways to get the job done. And I thank Him for all that He's doing. I said, Lord, I want my whole life to be worship. When you're running towards God, you run to the will of God, you expect it, you desire it. You ask for the will of God like people used to ask for cars and homes and marriages. What if everybody ran to God's will and said, Lord, do something with my life. I don't know what I'm doing. You do. I'm following you. If they follow God with that intensity, just like they did for things, the world would be so much greater. Preachers are praying for tithes. What good is money without knowledge? I want what God can do in me. I don't need things that cause you to compromise. I even heard some people, when they write their tithes, they write on the envelope what they don't like that the preacher said, telling the preacher how to preach. It's because they don't want to hear what God is trying to give them. I mean, people can be low down in that way. You don't tell God what to tell you. If that's the case, you need to get saved. We need to follow Him and learn what we're not learning. And people think they know God. They think they know His ways. They think they're well off. They think they're pleasing to God. And they won't even follow through with half the things He gives them to do. God shouldn't have to leave you out of the move of God because you're hard-headed. But he does. And people can't figure out why God ain't leading me no more. Go back and backtrack and find where you stopped following Him. And it may not be too late to solve the problem, and it may be too late to solve the problem. But for those who are interested in knowing God, God will give you what's appropriate for this time and this day and this hour. And remember, the last hour is when the greatest revival of the world happens. Well, it's not just a revival, it's when God really moves and saves people and corrects things that need to be corrected, because He's coming back for a glorious church. Thank God for it. He's raising up preachers and apostles and prophets and true pastors and that are doing the works of God, that are living the life of God, that's obeying Him, and not disobedient, not beggarly, not unfruitful. God is raising up people that will live and do His word and enjoy life. And I thank God that I'm part of it. I want to be part of all that He's doing. And I want my life to be worship. I want it to work. I want what I do for God to be pleasing. And it can be. It's our heritage to win and follow God. It's our heritage to know Him. You know, but after the days of Judah, after the winnings, after they won their battles and other nations, other tribes compromised, there were six wars that shaped Israel and hindered them from knowing God. There were six losses. They would get in sin and other nations would take over. Then they'd pray. God would come back and help them. You know, the battle of, in the next broadcast I'll name the battles, but they, you know, remember the battle of Sisera, then the battle of Gideon, Jephthah. You know, Gideon fought against the Midianites. Jephthah, he fought against the Amorites, I think. Ammonites. And they won their battles. But they go back and sin, then they'd have to fight another battle. They still didn't drive the people away. They just won a battle. and they enjoyed a victory. But they had battle after battle after battle after battle six times. Until the book of Ruth. And it didn't stop there, it continued. You know, Saul had the battle of Philistines. Saul and David, they battled Philistines back and forth. Because they didn't drive them out. But through Christ, we can do all things. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.